Jeff Coulter, Extension Corn Agronomist, University of Minnesota.
Jeff, we're talking on March 23rd, so conceivably here in about 3 weeks, we'll get to that insurance date in April, and hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll start to see corn going into the ground. So with about 3 or 4 weeks to spare, what are some good things for farmers to be doing right now?
Well, you know, one thing is just to keep it all in perspective with regards to the planting days and what's required for corn, you know, germination and emergence. And one key factor is that corn seed, for it to germinate, it requires that it imbibes 30% of its weight in water. And this imbibition of water occurs independently of soil temperature. So if that seed is planted when it's, you know, quite early in the calendar year, and there's a lot of time between planting and emergence, that can increase risk of stand establishment issues because that imbibition of water occurs independent of soil temperature. So that's something to think about. With another thing is just keeping in mind timely planting. So in general, late April to early May produces maximum yields in most years. In some years when spring is early, a mid-April planting date also produces yields at the maximum or near the maximum. And in some years when we don't accumulate many growing degree days in the early spring, you know, planting as late as mid-May can still produce corn yields that are near maximum. So we got a lot of flexibility in terms of planting date, and I think it's important for growers to just kind of remember that and also to think about, you know, another big factor is, you know, what are the weather conditions like during those, you know, first 5 days or so after corn planting. And we want to be looking at, you know, soil conditions that are, you know, near 50 degrees Fahrenheit in the seed zone and ideally warming or staying about the same.
What does the university recommend for corn planting depths, Jeff?
2 inches is optimal in most scenarios.
Maybe this would be a better question for Seth Nave, but I'm hearing talk, maybe not so much in Minnesota, but there are parts of the Corn Belt where some people might be planting soybeans before planting corn. And I know one of the reasons they've talked about doing that is trying to get in front of the weed situation there a little bit. But have you heard much talk around here about some soybeans going into the ground before corn, or is that just not likely this far north?
Well, anything is possible, Mark. But, you know, I'd say talk with Seth to get the most up-to-date information on that. Yeah, that's what I would say at this point.
And as far as, you know, managing inputs and just overall costs as farmers are going into another year of tight margins, do you think we'll see much fluctuation in populations, maybe cutting back on some of the traits and things like that to save a few dollars?
I don't see much change in terms of optimum planting rate. I think growers are going to plant, you know, between 34,000 to 36,000 seeds per acre on most of their acres. For growers that, you know, haven't been adopting precision ag technologies that do have those capabilities, you know, that offers a potential to possibly reduce the rate slightly on some lower productivity ground and at the same time increase the rates on some of the higher productivity ground. Yeah, we are seeing some differences in terms of, you know, hybrid selection for this coming year based on seed costs and stuff, but, you know, I guess we'll just kind of wait and see. But yeah, there are some growers that are looking towards less expensive seed as a way to reduce input costs.
And related to that, out at Commodity Classic in Anaheim last month, almost every farmer that I talked to said that big yields were the saving grace as their margins kept getting tighter. And so, you know, when you scale back too much and you see the yield drag, that could be more costly than what the futures market is doing.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, getting good yields, controlling your inputs, and, you know, selling at a fair to above average price are things we want to achieve to try to be profitable. Some other key things that we can be thinking about here as we're, looking forward to the planting season is to avoid getting too anxious. You know, let those soils dry out properly in the planting zone so that we're not creating problems with clods and we're getting good seed-to-soil contact, getting good root development, and that's going to be important for that corn. So just kind of keeping those things in mind and realizing that, you know, we're still a good 3 weeks out at least before widespread planting occurs, and, there's plenty of time yet. But the more that we can get planned out now, the better, and definitely having a plan A and a plan B that are accomplishable is something that would be good to have at this point, or to be working on at least.